The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to welcome Representative Alma Hernandez to the Dana Cortez Show.
Welcome.
And she had to fight lots of traffic to get here. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, okay. We could be doing better.
Oh. Considering the circumstances, my question is, I just want to hop out with this. What's happening with this Civil War era ban on abortion that the Supreme Court of Arizona just ruled on that has the whole country in shock? What are we doing here? And are we going to enforce this? Is the state of Arizona going to enforce this?
So I'll start off by saying that for those of us who've been involved in politics and have been doing a lot of this work, it is not surprising. I feel that what we saw happen just 3 days ago is truly a work in progress.
That's been happening for decades.
It's been happening for decades. So yeah. Let's start there. This was bound to happen, unfortunately. It is a really sad day to be, you know, going on the news and then seeing everyone looking at Arizona once again, not because of SB 1070 or other things, but now we're in the press all over the world and internationally about a ban on abortions that...
A total ban. That... I mean, we weren't even a state, I believe.
Correct.
Right? It was a territory.
Yeah, from the 1800s. Yeah. And this ban, it should have never, we should never be in this place, but we were put in this place and elections have consequences. Unfortunately, the folks who have continued to rule the state of Arizona are the ones who put us in this situation. So it wasn't shocking to a lot of us who have been doing this work, right? We've been sounding the alarm for years, like women's rights are on the line. It finally happened. Now we're seeing the impact. We're going to see the impact of what this means to the state of Arizona and women all throughout the state. It's really unfortunate because, as you said, it is a civil era, like, law, something that...
And women
that
had no rights.
And mind you, it was all done by men who...
Isn't it always?
Yeah, done by men. And before Arizona even became a state, it has no exceptions, meaning if you are raped or if a family incest member gets you pregnant, you have to have that child or it is illegal. And not only that, but people don't understand that this also criminalizes our medical professionals, our doctors, our nurses, anyone who works in that field.
So they're afraid if a woman comes in and needs some type of help to even assist her
because they could be held accountable.
Sure. And possibly go to jail.
Correct. And that's what's really difficult. And I need people to understand the severity of it, because not only are we saying there is now a minimum prison sentence for our doctors and those professionals that do perform their job, because it is their job and duty to save, you know, save a life if it's needed. And in that, in the ban, it does say, you know, if the only exception is a woman's life. But at the end of the day, if we're seeing what's going on in Texas, for example, where women have gone into the emergency room
and doctors won't help them.
So what are we going to do? Wait until they call an attorney to get approval? Like that is not real life. It is unfortunate that now all of the medical professionals, everyone's in limbo. We have been since Roe was overturned, right? But now it's even
worse.
We're
at a more severe stage of what you said you felt has been coming for many years. And I've said this too. I don't think people pay enough attention to politics or to understand when you vote someone in, if you're choosing a side like a team sport versus really understanding what policy means, it puts us in danger as a people.
Correct.
And appointing these Supreme Court justices not only to Arizona but to SCOTUS has put us in a position here where my daughters have less rights, Representative, than I do, and I'm fearful for their lives because if something happens. I have a friend, her mother was the first woman in Arizona to receive in vitro fertilization, and she said, "You don't understand, for me, I was an IVF baby and my mother went through a lot to have her." And abortion isn't, women aren't just lining up to have these procedures done. And we're not just using it as birth control. And there's all of these terrible stories to belittle women and punish us.
Correct.
And that's why these laws exist, punishing us for having sex, punishing us for whatever the case may be. And I want to know how we fix it. Can we go back? Or is it going to take years of voting?
to get us back on the right path.
How can we fix this situation? Because, I mean,
we already know
that the Republican governor, Doug Ducey, put us in this position.
And now he's backtracking.
Even though he's trying to walk it back. But how can we fix it? How can we rectify the situation?
And also for those that are very religious and say, oh, well, I'm saving the life. I understand your faith, but your faith is not mine. And
Correct. And
we were founded on the idea of a separation of church and state. I want to be very careful in respecting people's faiths and religions. But you're talking about something here that is not good for anybody.
Correct.
It's not good for anybody.
And yes, you nailed it right in the head. This is not good for anybody.
No.
And as you're saying, like, what can we do to rectify, like, to fix this, right? There's a lot we can do. Just this year, there is an effort, a coalition here in Arizona that's working on a ballot initiative to make sure that we enshrine the right for abortions in our constitution.
Okay.
That would supersede whatever the court decides either way.
Okay.
So we are going to work damn hard to make sure that that gets done this year. That was going to be on the ballot. We need to make sure that every single person that is eligible to vote is voting, because, you know, we hear it all the time. This election is the most important election of our lifetime.
No, this really is.
Like,
this is.
We have to vote. Like, our
especially
life depends on it, because it literally does. So, you know, all the way from the elections in our legislature, you know, we are just in the minority by one member, one Democratic member. Right? The majority is acting like they're in a super majority, like back in the day. We're not there anymore. But the state is changing.
Let me ask something here.
Yeah.
The party of Republicans, they say they want less government. Why are you trying to govern my body?
Exactly.
I thought that that's what conservatism meant, right? It used to mean
keep the government out of my life. Yeah.
Well, why are you trying to impose more laws that take us back in time and really do harm to us as society?
Yeah,
I don't
because
understand.
They simply don't care. And at the end of the day, as I mentioned, you can't have it both ways. You can't come and tell people you have to have this child. First and foremost, you don't always know the circumstances of individuals. There are many young mothers. I represent a district in Tucson. It's majority Latino. It's low income. You know, you can never put yourself in someone else's life or shoes and understand that situation or why it is that they have a need for that.
I was a 15-year-old mother. I get you. And then have your baby. And then after, it's a big
we're gonna
F
cut,
you.
Yeah, we're going to cut
funding,
social services.
Everything.
We can't help you. Pull yourself from your bootstraps. All of that mentality is what got us here.
It's because most of those people, and I'm just going to say it, they're not really pro-life. They're pro-birth.
Correct.
Because life means to support the child, to be a true believer in life and, oh, I want the child to live well. That means you have to support a mother who might be struggling, and that's just not the case because the votes aren't there for the programs that
absolutely
need,
not. I will tell
you
I've served in the legislature now for 6 years. I'm very proud of serving in the district where I was born and raised, but it's so unfortunate every time we go back to the same argument of, you know, we must ban abortions. We need to limit abortions. Okay, if you want to stop abortions, fun things, fun programs like, you know,
sex education.
Sex education.
Don't want to talk about it.
Don't talk about it.
It's right. But at the end of the day, it's like educate people, right? Don't make it harder for contraceptives. Make it easier.
Yes.
Do not put in laws in place that are going to put us back into a time of stone ages where women
literally
have to perform abortions at home. Like, what world are we living in 2024, where now that we have a total ban on abortions, we literally will have women, like, this is huge. Like, women were already suffering, as you mentioned. Like, people aren't just lining up and having abortions left and right.
This is
such a difficult decision, and I can't say that I know what it feels like, because I personally have not, but I have friends that have had abortions for very valid reasons. And either way, even if it was for whatever reason, that is your right as a woman to choose that right. You should have that right. It is between you, your family, and your doctors, and no government, nobody should get in the way of that. And I hate that Republicans have weaponized this and used every possible tool in the toolbox to come after women and dictate what we can and can't do.
And
also,
I don't understand why they keep doing it, yet it doesn't seem like it's working in their favor.
No. I mean, you have a former president, Donald Trump, who is now trying to backtrack, but who has literally been on the record saying women should be punished for having abortions.
He said those words.
He literally has said that. You can find it, like, it has been quoted. out of his mouth that women should be held responsible and held accountable for abortions. And then you have people like Carrie Lake, who's trying to be our senator.
How many times has Donald Trump married and how many mistresses has he had? Oh, anyway, go ahead. Yeah,
and then you have people like Carrie Lake who are now running for U.S. Senate. Goodness, like that is the worst thing we could do in Arizona. That is why we need to support Ruben Gallego and make sure that he gets elected. Because
somebody give him $5 right now.
Literally, because at the end of the day, you have people like that who have continuously lied to the voters and are now coming out saying, oh, actually, we don't support the total ban. Like,
what do you support? Well,
now we're hearing Republicans say, hey, let's do what they're calling a modern day fix. I'm sorry, a 15-week ban is not a modern day fix.
No, it's not.
Actually, how about you not tell us what to do with our damn bodies? How about you not try to dictate and legislate what we can and can't do as women? Like, get out of this idea that this is a modern day fix. That is not a modern day fix.
And for anyone out there who is not supportive of abortion, don't have one if you don't want one. Yeah. Ladies, you know, I get it. I understand. I'm not here to tell you what to do.
But that's a personal choice. Yeah.
Exactly. And another thing is there are 450,000 children in foster care. What are you doing? Nothing. There are a few people that walk the walk, but very few. Most people are just standing in judgment of others, not understanding how difficult. When I had my child at 15, it was so difficult, but I had that choice. And I walked into Planned Parenthood and they didn't say, let's give you an abortion. They offered me services. Mm-hmm. They helped me through the process of being a teen
mom,
pregnant person I didn't know. I had no idea. There are these there's so much misinformation about organizations that help poor women.
Correct.
And that's what upsets me. If I hadn't had a Planned Parenthood in my small town in West Texas, I don't know what I would have done. They didn't say, hey, we're just going to give you an abortion. That's not true. They offer the service, but they offer many services and they walked me through and they helped me find a good doctor to deliver my child safely.
And on that note, Arizona just 2 years ago or 3 years ago, sorry, in the budget, then Governor Ducey and the Republican-led legislature cut services for all of this, but not only that, they put money into a fake those fake clinics that are being
that
opened
you pull
around,
up and they don't offer you.
They don't even. They're not medical professionals. No. They're people who want.
They tell you're a bad person if you want an abortion.
Correct, and they go in to do ultrasounds and all of this. First of all, they can't. They don't have
medical
professionals to do
people.
Them. But they're there to try and convince people that they are bad for wanting to have an abortion.
It goes back.
And that's what we're investing in. But that's what we've invested in.
Yes, that's what we need.
Yes.
It goes back to punishing women for having sex. Donald Trump and many men, I'm just not just Trump, that are in politics, that are whatever, they're considered to be outstanding, you know, people in their community, affairs and everything else, and they don't get held to the same standard as women. And I believe truly that's why this happens.
Yeah.
That's why we are where we are.
Well, that and truly just the voters sometimes are not paying attention. As you said earlier, you know, the court was stacked. Yeah, it was stacked by a Republican then-governor.
And it's been going on for years.
And it's been going on for years. And also on the federal level. And on the federal level.
They're so patient.
The Republicans are much more patient than Democrats are. I feel like they have the long play always in play. And I don't understand why Democrats have not been able to, like, to fight that and to go against that, because I'll say this.
Because of religion.
My daughter doesn't
care
about politics. She doesn't talk about politics ever. Yesterday, she came up to me and she said, Dad, what is going on with
this? She's very scared. She's very concerned.
This, what's going on in this state right now? This is scary. My friends and I are actually talking about this, and she's not old enough to vote yet, but she will be a voter very soon. Are the Democrats reaching out to the younger audience to let them know that they have their back, that you guys are, okay.
Of course, and look, quite frankly, we've been doing it for years, but here's the thing, when we are outspent by political dollars, right? Yes. We are outspent all the time. When you have individuals who lie and go out publicly and lie and say, this is what I'm going to deliver for you, and then do the exact opposite, that we can't, when we don't have the resources, unfortunately, we can't beat that message. But let me tell you one thing. Right now, as you mentioned, your daughter is going to you and talking about, like, what's going on. The world is watching Arizona right now.
Yes.
Literally, quite literally,
The world is watching the United States.
I've received so many messages from people on social media, people that have never really even voted. They're eligible to vote, but they're like, hey, I don't vote. I'm not political. I don't like any of this. Like, it's not my thing. they're now like, what can I do? Because now they realize the impact it has
on their personal life.
Like, yes. We tell people all the time, like, this is very important. You need to vote because elections matter, or the decisions we make even at the legislature and on a state or federal level impact you. I don't think people realized what that meant until this week.
All these streets and schools and everything just showed up.
Yeah, up until this week, they were just like, oh, you know, but no, seriously though. And I get it. Look, people have to work. People are busy with their lives. They're raising their families. They're doing this. They're doing that.
If you don't vote, representative, you're this allowing someone else to make decisions for your life every day. You think you have an impact on my life. The people we put into office have an impact on our life. And local representatives are far more important than the president of the United States.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we literally are in the minority by one. But let me tell you, we will take over the majority this upcoming election. And I'll tell you why. Not only are people watching, they want to figure out what they can do to help. They're also saying, absolutely not. We will not go back to the 1800s. I have women who are moderate Republican women who have said, I am always going to be a conservative. I'm always going to be a Republican.
But they're disgusted by
this.
But
I am not going to allow, whether it's Donald Trump or Carrie Lake or our state legislature, to determine what I can and can't do with my personal choice. And I welcome them. Hey, you know what? Yes.
You have to work together. Please join this whole hard line. Yeah,
please, join us, because this doesn't look at politics when it comes to these laws. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. This will impact your life and for generations. Because as you said, your daughter still can't vote. But let me tell you, if we can't fix this,
then her daughter and her daughter.
Everyone will be impacted by this. And I keep hearing from people, well, you know, I don't like politics. I don't want to get involved. But I'm like, you better.
Now's the time.
Like right now, we have the Vice President Harris in Tucson right now, in my area, in my district, who is speaking to community members this morning to talk about what this means for Arizona. Like, this is huge. Like, Arizona is now one of the most restrictive states. We're not in the South. And here we are acting like this is okay, and somehow in Arizona voters wanted this. No, people did, and that's the thing is people, I don't believe, realize.
How did Arizona become this like one state within the Southwest or West Coast that it really just like doesn't follow the rest of the states in the region?
Yeah,
I don't understand how that. Do you think it's just from the migration from people from the Midwest? That's a whole other question.
Yeah. For me, when we talk about conservatism, we talk about being conservative, and we were talking about this off mic. As a Latina woman, conservative to me means loving. It means family values. It doesn't mean imposing what I believe on somebody else. To me, that is not conservatism. To me, that is, it's almost communist. Does that make sense?
Like, I'll tell you, I chair the bipartisan caucus on the Democratic side. I literally will work with anyone and everybody who's willing to work with me to create change. I am never going to be okay. Whether or not I decide to ever have an abortion or I want, like, that is not on the table. I don't believe any of us should be able to determine what someone can do with their own autonomy. I don't want to ever tell someone. This is the same argument. Like, people, you know, for years fought against the anti-LGBTQ, like people being able to marry who they love. Okay.
Once again, none of your business.
None of your business.
And at the end of the day, this is also none of anybody's business, right? Yeah. We should be doing what we can to support women, right, in general, and support our truly the ones who are leading the forest and in the thick of it, our medical professionals who are now in limbo trying to figure out, okay, if I provide the care I should be providing, will I go to jail?
This is scary.
Will I lose my license?
We're like that. Elections are coming down to people that are governing morals. Because in all,
that's what it is, though. But it's not, because it makes you feel good to say, "Oh, I'm against this." But like the representative said, Representative Hernandez said, you're not walking in this person's shoes, and you're really not helping the root of the problem.
Correct.
The root of the problem often is uneducation, lack of education, and poverty. And if you're not willing to support that part, then you're just trimming branches and you're never going to resolve what the issue is. And to be honest, this is something that's been going on since the beginning of time. The not only abortion, but the punishment of women for having sex, and men never get punished. And they continue to punish us with laws like this.
I mean, and here's the thing is,
and it hurts me that other women support that. It really does.
It does. Yeah. And we've seen in other states where women have literally been, they've attempted to prosecute them for having a miscarriage.
For having a miscarriage. There was a woman, thank goodness, there's been several, but I thank God one of them was thrown out. You know, the judge dismissed everything, but she had to go through that. She had to
stand. Because she was sent home because they said, we can't provide this care. She was sent home.
She had a miscarriage in her bathroom, and we have a family member who went through this, and I don't want to get emotional. I can't imagine if she would have been prosecuted. Already having been through this
horrific trauma of
losing a child.
Yeah.
And then, well, you might go to jail.
Well, you know, and on that note, we have an amazing attorney general here, Chris Mays, who I love and adore. I think she's amazing and is doing great things right now. She has come out and said, I will not allow any prosecution, whether it's a woman who's seeking an abortion or a medical provider. However, that does not mean that completely fixes the problem, right? We have to make sure that we overturn that law. We tried. Democrats led the effort just 3 days ago and on Wednesday. And what did Republicans do? They ended session. They voted quickly. We got out of there.
And left.
We'll see you next week. No, this is important. This needs to be fixed now, not next week. Not tomorrow, like now, like today, we should
be
in there.
Kick the can down the road and see.
Correct.
Like,
yeah, because they think that the public's not going to be watching. No, absolutely not. The public is watching. And I sure hope that people remember this come election time. We're months away from the election.
Okay.
Like, just months away.
Literally, I want to close with register to vote. Please. You have to get it done. We have to take you because we moved. I did mine online. Yeah. We have to take you to change your address because there are strict laws.
Because there are strict laws here, yes.
We want to make sure. And stay out of my bedroom and my uterus.
Yeah.
And I mean, when I was talking to my daughter, I want to say this. Because she was like, I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair that they hold us women like to a different standard than men. And I said, imagine if they told every 12-year-old boy in Arizona, you have to have a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot have it reversed.
Until you get married.
Or until you could prove that you can afford a child.
And like, she was like, Dad, could you imagine the uproar? And
it would never happen.
Because women are held to a different standard, and there are conservative Republicans who feel that women should not have these rights. They want to keep us in that position because they will be in power. Yeah. Well, and I'm sorry, but we're in 2024. Like, that's not reality.
That's over.
And full circle to the beginning of the conversation. If you feel like, well, I'm saving a child's life, but you're doing nothing for the children who are living, I don't think you have a valid argument.
Yeah, it's BS. And I implore people to watch what's going on. Because as you mentioned earlier, before we came on air, there are people who put us in the situation. Every Republican lawmaker who's in office right now has voted for that ban on abortion.
But now the 15-week ban,
now they're like, oh, backtracking, like, hey, let's try to fix this. No, they had the opportunity on Wednesday. They chose not to because they cowered and they're scared. And now they're like trying to backtrack and say, like, oh, it's not going to really be that bad. No, it is.
I will make
sure I remind every single voter, especially the young voters, what they did and what got us here, because this didn't happen overnight.
No.
This has been a work in progress, like I said, for these individuals.
We can reverse it, though.
And we can. We have to elect, as I said, we have to make sure that we elect Biden in Arizona as president, of course, for that very reason, because he is doing everything. Him and the vice president are doing everything they can on reproductive rights. I've been to the White House, sat across from her, and explained to her why in Arizona it is so important that we do what we can to protect women's rights. I knew this was last year. I was just in the office talking about this because I'm the chair of the health committee on a national level for Latino electeds. And I said, we have to stand together and oppose these laws. But then also, this is why we need to elect a Democratic senator in Arizona. People, like, I'm serious. This is very critical. We need to make sure that we elect Ruben Gallego into the seat. We have to make sure that we take back Republican House seats on the federal level. And we have to make sure that we finally, once and for all, flip the majority in the legislature. Because, again, the laws that we put into place could have changed this. We could have stripped this this past week. They chose not to. If we are in the majority, we will make sure that we do that. And we will not allow these crazy laws to continue because we care.
Yeah.
And we have been caring. But unfortunately, we're stuck in a situation where not enough voters have been paying attention. But hey, this upcoming election
isn't the way to do it. You should be voting every election cycle, local and national elections. Representative Almer Hernandez, thank you for coming in. Next time, we'll be talking about the border.
Great.
That's a whole
other thing. Great, yes. But thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.